everything.
Yeah, he is.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
To have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Glory represents God. While the two sons represents people, or you and I. The younger sons represent those who have left a right relationship with the father. The older son in this story illustrates the attitude of a self-righteous and how often they have issues concerning God's abundant grace towards sinners. Oh, wow. God's abundance grace, God's grace, his unmerited favor, his inexhaustible supply of goodness. This brother saw this and he had issues with it because he was angry. My brothers and sisters, like the father in the parable, God regrets our rebellion, but God loves us so much that he will allow us to walk out of his fellowship with him, and this is because of our free will. God says, I love you so much, I'll even let you stray. I love you so much that I would even allow you to drift away. I love you so much that I've still got something headed for you, that even though you're walking away from the Lord, and even though you are doing things that are not in God's best interest, God says, I will allow it, but I don't like it. And because I will allow it, because you have a free will. And your free will can impact God's sovereignty. And when we think about what we are doing to God, I have shared with you over and over, our free will is always messing with God. God said, if we just be grounded in his word and do what he says, then our free will be lined up with his will. And if our will is lined up in his will, we will understand why it says, thy will be done. Not your will, his will. So many times we always put in our will before God's will. The truth of the matter is, get your will out of the way and start allowing God's will to govern your life. And when you let your will, when you let God's will govern your life, you in God's permissive will. God will open up doors and pour you out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive it. Get your will out of God's will way, and God will give you, he will do so much for you. He will do exceedingly, abundantly more than you could ask or even think. Why? Because God is love, and that love covers a multitude of faults. So we have to know what God is up to. My brothers and sisters, God is moving us into a relationship that will keep us moving and going in the right path. He is also a God who runs to us when we return and be restored. He is a God who will run to us and restore us when you and I repent. The parable, my brothers and sisters, tells us there was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to the father, Father, give me my share of the estate. Give me what's mine. That sounds personal, but it also sounds selfish. Give me my share of the estate. Now, all of it belongs to the Father. What gives him the right to say, give me what belonged to me? All of it belonged to the Father. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. If it belonged to him, how can we tell the Father to give us what belonged to him? Here was a son saying to the Father, give me what I deserve. What he deserved is what the Father gives him. Give me my share of the estate. Here was a son who was dissatisfied. There it is. He was dissatisfied, brother. He was dissatisfied, Jimmy, or he was discontented with the lifestyle he had with the Father. Doesn't that sound familiar? You remember that angel Lucifer in heaven? He was dissatisfied with what he had in heaven. He did not realize he had one of the most important positions in heaven. He was an archangel. He had power and authority. He had the power to summon all the angels into the presence of God. And he was dissatisfied with what he had. And anytime you become dissatisfied with what God has given you, God, he can just take it away. Everything he has given you belongs to him. Here was the son who was dissatisfied or discontented with a lifestyle he had with his father. Now, the father had a whole bunch of stuff, right. Gave him everything that he wanted to have, gave him all the convenience of having a home, not even paying for it. He didn't have to pay for room board. He didn't have to buy rent. He didn't have to pay for rent. The food he was given to him, everything he needed was afforded to him, and yet his lifestyle was not happy. And that's what happened when we get discontented with a lifestyle. Because sometime in our life, we think the grass is greener on the other side. But you better watch that grass, because in the fall time, that grass that was green will now turn brown. And that grass that is brown now, you can't do nothing with it. You got to turn it over to the cows and let the cows handle that. Yep. Because it ain't for you. Yeah. The younger son was blessed by his father, and yet his desire caused him to leave or give up what he had and enjoy life and to see what the world had to offer. So the father divided his property between them because of the father's love for his son. And then he gave up what he had established to give to the son. This could be called unconditional love. The father was willing to give the son what rightfully belonged to him, but he was willing to share it and give it away. For God so loved the world, he was willing to give us something that we didn't deserve. We are told not long after that, the younger son got all that he had in, and he went into a far land or a far country, and he squandered his wealth or his money in wild or ravenous living. Wild living, partying. Isn't that something that our young folks are doing today? They got all the convenience and the comforts of home, but yet they can't wait to grow up and get out. Can't wait to grow up and be and see and experience the world. Young folks, stay at home as long as you can. Because when you get out there's a world waiting on you. The younger son got what he wanted, but he didn't realize what he had was better than what he wanted. He got to see and experience the things of the world, and he would soon discover that the world can and will consume you. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that country, and the younger son began to be in need. In other words, now he doesn't have anything. What this tells us is that he wasn't prepared for what was in store. Mom and dad have the responsibility of preparing you for what's in store. It is not an accident that they tell you to save, put back something for a rainy day. Don't spend everything. It's like the ant and the grasshopper. The ant was busy worried, the preparing and putting back and storing up, and the grasshopper was just partying, having fun. It was springtime. He was enjoying everything. But when winter came, the ants had already stored up enough stuff. And he was able to provide for himself. And what this tells you and I is that you need to prepare for what comes in the future. The Lord says, I will give you your daily bread, but I need you to think too. I need you to put back resources so that you can provide for yourself and your children. We see here also that the Lord is speaking to the hearts, because here it says, after he had spent everything, there was a famine in the country, and the younger son began to be in need. And what this tells us is that he wasn't prepared. How many times have you heard someone say, I can't wait to grow up and do what I want to do? There are times God would allow obstacles and roadblocks in order to redirect us. I said there are times God will allow obstacles and roadblocks to be put in our path to redirect us. Yeah. We're told so he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who went into a field to feed pigs. Yeah. Now you got to get this. This prodigal son now takes a job that was against his religious belief. Mm. And began to feed pigs, swines as they call them. We are told he longed to fill his stomach with the parts of the pigs which they were eating, but no one gave him anything. In other words, the food that the pigs were eating was so enticing, he almost desired to eat it. Yeah. That's about as low as you can get. Yeah. There are times in our life you can hit rock bottom before you can see what God is up to. Where are the prodigal son? Where are all of the prodigal son's friends now? When he needed his friends the most, they all abandoned him. Yeah. And they're told that when he came to himself, he came to his senses. He said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth. I have sinned against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and he went to his father. This story tells us how a son who had for some time forgotten where he came from. He had forgotten all of the blessings. The prodigal son remembered that he had a father in spite of all of the things he had done who he could call upon and get an answer. Antioch, there have been times when each one of us have wandered away from the Lord and journeyed into a foreign land. And the Lord, who has blessed us and protected us, will patiently wait for us to return. Here's why. Our Heavenly Father will always watch over his children. No matter how far you stray, no matter how far we fall, our Father will always love his children. And what this tells us is if you have strayed, we have a loving Father who will receive you back unto himself. We have a Father today who loves us in spite of all that we go through. Now the Father saw his son coming from a distance. And he said, my son that was once lost has now returned. Go get the fatty calves. Prepare it. For my son that was once lost, was once dead, that was sinning, has now returned home. And that's what the Lord is saying to you and I. See, when we are out there in a foreign land, we are lost and wandering. And the Lord is simply saying, if you return unto me, I will return unto you. The Lord loves us in spite of the way we are. He spied us because of his love, and that love is designated for you and I. He saw us returning back to himself, and he said, let us have a feast and a celebration. The Lord ain't trying to judge us. The Lord is trying to save us. And when you return back to the Lord, he will bless you according to his divine purpose, and he will bless you according to his riches and glory. And that's why we can celebrate this Father's Day, because of what the Lord has done. Yes, for God so loved the world, they gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The love between a father and